This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A UN official said he discussed mediation options and possible next steps for Sudan with its ousted prime minister on Sunday, a day after hundreds of thousands of protesters took to the streets to demand an end to military rule. The outpouring of dissent posed the biggest challenge to General Abdel Fattah el-Burhan since he toppled Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok's cabinet last Monday and arrested key politicians. The streets have been largely calm on Sunday. Mediation efforts by the international community and within Sudan had been announced before Saturday's protest, with no outcome reported. The coup took place 2.5 years after a popular uprising ousted the authoritarian Omar al-Bashir, who had ruled Sudan, Africa's third largest country, for 3 decades. Police and witnesses in Tokyo said Sunday a man dressed in Batman's Joker costume and brandishing a knife on a commuter train stabbed several passengers before starting a fire, which sent people scrambling to escape and jumping from windows. The Tokyo Fire Department said 17 passengers were injured, including 3 seriously, but not all of them were stabbed, and most of the other injuries were not serious. NHK reported the attacker, identified as a 24-year-old man, was arrested on the spot and was being investigated on suspicion of attempted murder. His motive is not immediately known. Witnesses told police that the attacker was wearing a bright outfit, a green shirt, a blue suit, and a purple coat, like the Joker in Batman comics or someone going to a Halloween event. According to media reports, television footage showed several firefighters, police officials, and others rescuing passengers.